This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The recent heat across Kansas has been a perfect environment for a variety of insect pests. This week, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd provides an update on several of those pests. Raymond, I think we're into that time when there are a lot of things to cover because there's a lot of pests and insects out there. Let's start with bagworms, then we'll go to cicada killers, squash bugs, and mimosa webworms. So like I say, a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do have a lot to cover, Jeff. This is the time of year, heat, and of course, insects are cold-blooded. They respond to that favorably. But bagworms are still out there. The window of opportunity to deal with them is closing very, very fast because they're getting close to forming what we call the brown cap stage or sometimes the green cap stage early on, and they don't feed at that point. So applying insecticide is really not an option. The only option you will have is the infamous hand picking or hand removal. And when you do the hand removal, and it is effective, but only on the female bags, when you see bags with a papery case at the bottom, that's a male bag. There are no eggs in there. So in order to alleviate the problem with the 500 or 1,000 caterpillars for next year, you want to find the bags without the paper cases. And you pull them off the plants, put them in a bucket of soapy water, about a 1 to 10 solution, Ivory, Joy, palm olive. Let them sit there for 15 minutes, and then put them in a very hot, dry area. And that should be pretty easy in most cases. And that will kill them. And it has to be continuous, you know, but if you do that, just imagine psychologically, you're removing 500,000 eggs for next year.
Cicada killers, what can we do there?
Okay, cicada killers are, let me explain what those are. So right now the dog a day cicada is out making the noise in the trees in the evening, and the cicada killer is a large wasp. It sort of resembles the murder hornet that's in Washington, but the female is very docile. She will go dig a hole, sort of a nesting location in turf grass or managed areas or even open areas, open soil. She'll go up and grab a cicada killer adult. She'll paralyze it and bring it back to the hole. That's what she lays her eggs on, and that's what the larva feed upon, basically. It's the males that get the bad reputation. The males are very intimidating and large. They zip back and forth, and people are very concerned. But you don't have to be because males can't sting you. They don't have the ovipositor egg-laying device that the females do. And this week, we will have an article in our Extension Entomology newsletter on cicada killers.
In terms of squash bugs?
Oh, squash bugs are, let me say, biblical proportions. Some people say, I've, in my years doing this, which is many, I've never seen squash bugs this bad in many of the gardens I visited and the producers I visit. And in fact, some areas have close to 100% loss of squash because of the numbers. I've seen the red eggs. I've seen the young nymphs, the later nymphs. There's five nymphal instars, and then adults are out there. That is one of the big complaints, as people say they've never seen in this bad. And of course, insects cycle out, so next year might be different. But at this point, I mean, you can spray, but it's almost thankless. You can hand pick or vacuum, but in the insect world, it's a numbers game, and the squash bugs have definitely got the upper hand in terms of the numbers.
And in terms of mimosa webworm, is that something that we're kind of adding to the list here?
Yeah, mimosa webworm to me is a concern in terms of control because the window of opportunity is very narrow. The mimosa webworm is a caterpillar, primarily attacks mimosa and honey locust. So this time of year, if you see your honey locust with brown leaves or dying back, the insect responsible is mimosa webworm. You can't do anything about it. In early spring, you need to go out there like with a white piece of paper, knock the branches. If you see these green, wiggly, active caterpillars, that's when you want to spray. Once the leaves are folded up and they start turning brown, then it's really too late. If you have a large honey locust tree, mimosa tree, it would take several years of complete damage, but the tree's not going to look very good the rest of the year. That's the timing. So you want, if you do have a history or you have honey locust trees or mimosa webworm trees in the neighborhood, your area, you know, just be on the lookout for early spring for the caterpillars. Then you can spray some of our innocuous materials, meaning materials we use for like bagworms, like anything with spinosad. It's a bacteria that only kills caterpillars. And so you can use those early on, as opposed to having to use something really, the heavy guns that are more toxic to pollinators and other beneficial insects.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with an update on several insect pests across Kansas. More information on bagworms, cicada killers, squash bugs, and mimosa webworm can be found online and at county and district extension offices. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.